for details.
After a full timeout called by Harbor Beach with 5:02 left in the second, here come the Pirates left right across the radio. They trail with their largest deficit of the night at 8 points, 15-23 to Sandusky. Mason Yon takes the shot inside the lane. Can't get that to fall. Brady Kirsch gets the rebound. He is fouled on the way up. He'll go back to the free throw line for two shots. Fouls against number 10, Cody Hoying. That's his first, team's eighth. And they perhaps fouled the correct shooter. Brady Kirsch has gone 1-for-4 on the evening from the free throw line. Missed his last three. And check that, missed his last five.
Okay, Brady is now due. This is about the time he hits it.
4:45 left in the second quarter. It's 23-15 Sandusky in Harbor Beach leading the Pirates. Brady Kirsch at the free throw line trying to go at least 1-for-2. Can't get that. He at least got it over to the front of the rim on this one. 1-for-6 from the free throw line for Kirsch. The score remains 23-15. Sandusky leading by 8. 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Into the corner to number 11, Jared Bender. Dribbling against James Shelke. Back up left wing, top of the key. Kicks it in the left corner to Ben Jones. Ben Jones trying to go into the side. Can't. Cut off by Halifax. Joe Wenzel against Ryan Seaman. Wenzel loses the handle on it. Has to pass it over to Cody Hoy. Feeds it inside. Wenzel into the corner. Trenton Lee for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Mason Yon. Going the other way. Here's Harbor Beach. Mason Yon in the lane. Goes for up for the jump shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against Sandusky's number 11, Jared Bender. His first. Team's ninth. So the rest of the way out for the remaining 4:01 left in the first half. Harbor Beach will be shooting at two free throws for every foul. Mason Yon's first free throw, no good. The woes continue for the Pirates from the charity stripe. They went 2-for-4 in the first quarter and since have gone 1-for-6.
Mason's 54%. He's going to hit this one.
And he does. Mason Yon 1-for-2. 3 points of the night for him. Cuts the deficit down to 7. 23-16, 3:55 left in the second. To the right wing, to Lee, into the corner. That would be Hoy. Excuse me, Jared Bender. Inside the lane, shot can't go. Rebound, James Shelke of the Pirates. Trailing by 7, 3.5 to play. Shelke in the lane, kicks it out to the right corner to Halifax. Back up to Yon, going against Wenzel. Spins in the lane and can't keep a handle on it, but he found it again. At the right block, back up to Ryan Seaman, top of the key, to Brady Kirsch, right wing. Dribbling, pulls up for three. No, off the mark, rebound, Bender of Sandusky.
Bender, one shot and done. That's not good for Harbor Beach.
Forcing the ball down, Wenzel into the corner for three, and he got it. Joe Wenzel was his third three of the evening, and we have a timeout called by Sandusky with 3:07 left in the second. It's a 10-point lead for the Redskins, 26-16.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. where the sports are free and everything else, we give away two. 3:04 left in the second quarter. It's a 26-16 lead for Sandusky. Harbor Beach trails by 10 points there on offense. Brady Kirsch on the top, being guarded from distance by Cody Hoig. Kirsch at the right elbow over to Halifax, back out to Seaman at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Kirsch. Down all the way to the left block, and he goes up with the right hand from the left side. And Kirsch is in with his fifth point. 26-18 Sandusky, 2.5 to play in the first half.
Well, that was a senior drive, I would say. You know, he knows that he needed, their team needed something, some spark.
Sandusky can't get the bunny to fall. Rebound, Brady Kirsch going the other way, and he turns it over immediately. Here comes the Redskins. Bender pushing the ball down to the right block, spins, goes up with the finger roll, and gets it to fall. Jared Bender with his third point. 28-18, and it's another steal. Sandusky can't get it as Cody Hoig's shot no good. Harbor Beach gets the rebound, and we will walk the length of the court for two shots. Fouls against Sandusky. Trenton Lee, his first. Team's 10th. 2:02 left in the second.
And out of 10 fouls, they're really spreading it out for themselves, too, the Redskins. There's two that have two, and the rest, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that have one.
James Shelkey at the free throw line. And that is the 10th team foul, as the officials are checking on that.
Should be double bonus right now for James.
James Shelkey at the free throw line shooting two. First one rims in and out, no good. Harbor Beach has made two free throws in the second quarter, and they have attempted a whole lot more. Six of them. Two for eight, so far, and make that another miss. And now we have a foul against Harbor Beach on the rebound, going over the back. Fouls against number 21, Michael Halifax. His first, and the team's sixth. 2:02 left in the second quarter, 18 for Harbor Beach, 28 for the Redskins. And they have the ball with 2 minutes left in the first half. Over to the left wing to Trenton Lee, into the corner to Bender. Bender gets a screen, picks up his dribble, back out to the top to Ben Jones. To Cody Hoig, dribbles twice and feeds it back out to Ben Jones from 28 feet. Dribbling to his right, being guarded by Halifax. Goes to his left at the top of the key, over to Hoig. On the give and go, Wenzel into the corner to Bender, now goes inside the lane. The floater is up and it's good. Bender with two. He has five in the evening, four of them in the second quarter. 12-point lead for Sandusky, the largest of the night. Brady Kirsch, nothing at the left block, kicks it back out to Mason Yon for the three, no good, rebound Joe Wenzel. Sandusky starting to strike at all cylinders and even in transition as Trenton Lee gets his fifth point. And now it's a 14-point lead for Sandusky.
1 minute to go, and it's looking like the Pirates are going to get blown out of their own gym.
Ryan Seaman goes up for the shot from the left block. He is fouled on the way up. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. It'll be 11th team foul against Sandusky. Fouls against number one, Trenton Lee, his second. 32-18 currently. Sandusky starting to pull away. Ryan Stevens' first free throw is up, and this one's good. He has 3 points of the night, his first free throw right there. Trenton Lee sits down, as does Brady Kirsch. For Harbor Beach, that puts Evan Smiglinski, the 6'4" freshman, back in at the right block. Second free throw coming up for Seaman. They currently trail Sandusky by 13 points. Second free throw as good as the first. 4 points for Seaman and a 12-point lead for Sandusky. 50 seconds left in the first half, 5-0. Over to left wing to Hoig. Hoig to Jones, right wing. Dribbles to the inside lane, kicks it into the corner. To Hoig on the floater down the baseline, can't hit that to fall. And rebound picked up by James Shelkey. In transition, Shelkey goes up for the shot, and he is fouled hard by a black jersey. So James Shelkey will go to the free throw line for two shots. Fouls against number 10. That would be Cody Hoig, his second.